of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boida, who said, "When American corporations knowingly or negligently hire illegal workers, they lure immigrants into America, weaken our borders, and create unfair wage competition for American workers, and this is unacceptable." Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chocola was defeated by Joe Donnelly, who said, "I do not support amnesty. I will support more border agents, increased funding for surveillance and fencing that will prevent immigrants from illegally entering our country." North Carolina Republican Congressman Charles Taylor was defeated by Heath Shuler, who said, "I do not support granting amnesty to people who have broken the law." The bottom line is that the winning candidates in 2006, whether they were Democrat or Republican, all said they want our government to take a hard line on illegal aliens, and they want our government to enforce border security.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who's as funny as a chicken wire canoe, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Had a big anti-gun rally in Chicago here just a few short days ago. And had some high-ranking politicians there. And we also had a Catholic priest that showed up. And this was done in front of a gun shop. It was done. Jeff, do you have a copy of that? Can you play that video?
I can play the audio for you, Derry.
You can't play the video. You
can't play the video. No, but I can play the audio. Ready
okay.
for it?
No, I'm not. Not quite. But this this Catholic priest is his the Reverend Michael Flager. Is a pastor of Sabina's Church, Saint Sabina's Church, and he asked the crowd to drag the shop owner, John Riggio, from his shop like a rat and snuff him. Now, we do have his voice on tape saying that. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
We met by Mr. John Riggio. He's the owner of Chuck's. John Riggio, R-I-G-G-I-O. We're going to find you and snuff you out. We're going to snuff out John Riggio. We're going to snuff out legislators that are voting for against our gun laws. And we're coming for you because we are not going to sit idly. Keep on fighting, people. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting.
Now, this was done at an anti-gun legislative move. I have with me today Richard Pearson. Richard is the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. And Richard, were you there?
Actually, I was not there. I was in Springfield at the time, but at the state capitol because, you know, we can't let 177 kindergartners alone with the ability to make laws. And but I had a lot of my friends there. And this tape was actually taped by our first vice president who was there.
Now, we had some religious leaders there besides the good pastor, right?
So the Reverend Jesse Jackson was there.
Okay. I knew one of those those individuals was. Okay, now did this man really mean this? I mean, it sounded like he was being a little bit on the upbeat. He sounded hateful. Do you think he really meant that he wanted to kill these folks? Because, see, my mother used to say she was going to kill me, and she never did, and I didn't take her real serious. So I thought, well, maybe he's just kind of saying that. But what do you think?
I think he meant it. I think if you read his website, at the St. Sabina's Church website, that you'll get the same conclusion that he meant it. And we've had This man has led a lot of demonstrations, particularly anti-gun demonstrations, so I have no doubt that he meant it. One of our members was there with an Illinois State Rifle Association shirt, and the Reverend Jackson was, this is a little lady of about 100 pounds, came up as he saw the Illinois State Rifle Association logo and name on the shirt, and he wouldn't shake her hand.
Really?
Well, that, you know, I guess it's all right to be a bigot as long as you're a politically correct bigot.
Well, and this is what we're seeing more and more of.
That's right.
It's pretty much all this hate speech, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is very much one-sided. It depends. You see, I was thinking about that. If that had been you or me,
that's right,
that mentioned anything like that and referred to any minority group, hey, we would be, the people would be up in arms over this.
That is correct. But, you know, the left-wing criminal liberal media will not play it that way. They'll play it the way that they want to play it, not the truthful way.
And anyhow, how did the entire thing go? But they held this in front of a gun shop, right?
Well, it was actually in a vacant lot next to the gun shop, but yes. So they gave a lot of speeches and that sort of thing, but we had about 70 of our members show up, and we sent out an appeal for some of our buddies who drive trucks and motorcycles, and they had trucks and motorcycles surrounding the gun shop. So these guys didn't quite get there.
Didn't quite get to the gun shop, you mean?
Yeah. So.
Do you think they actually would have created a riot there and had a lynching?
Well, that's
what the man said.
Having a lynching of a gun shop owner probably isn't healthy. Probably with 70 of our members there, it would have been probably not a good idea.
Yeah, but hey, you guys weren't armed. I will guarantee you weren't armed, not in Chicago.
Well, we were actually in Dalton, Illinois. South of Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago is the next town north.
Okay.
Call Chicago the mistake on the lake.
I've done a lot of banquet speaking in parts of Illinois, all over Illinois. Mm-hmm. Never in Chicago, by the way, because most of the stations we're on are in outstate Illinois.
That's right.
But they always referred to Illinois and Chicago, like it's not part of the state.
Well, Chicago doesn't think, they actually think that they are the state, and we're just poor outlanders here.
But this priest, he wanted to not only snuff out Jim Riggio, the gun owner, but also all of the state legislators that vote against gun control legislation. He said they should be snuffed as well.
That is correct. And as you know, I wrote a press release about that, and so the Second Amendment Foundation. And after he got done, just to make sure the legislators were aware that they were on his hit list, I delivered a copy of the press release and the tape to each one of them, which made a lot of them really happy. So they looked at Father Flager as kind of a nutball, I guess.
Well, anyhow, we're going to take a very quick commercial break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and we're visiting today with Richard Pearson, Illinois State Rifle Association Executive Director. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Richard Pearson. He's Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. And we're going to discuss the Illinois gun laws, because in Illinois, I guess you have the most draconian laws anywhere in the United States, do you not?
Yes, I would say that that is pretty close to true. Maybe California beats us by a little, but Illinois is a test bed for all kinds of crazy gun laws. The people like the Joyce Foundation, George Soros, have poured, as near as we can tell, $2 million in the last year into Illinois trying to pass these laws. And so you get every kind of garden variety law, and the new ones, the experimental laws that they're trying to pass. The latest one is a magazine ban, just simply banning any gun with a magazine that can hold more than 10 rounds other than 22s. So that means that your old Henry rifle, which held 15 shots, would become illegal.
Now, why would they, if they're going to ban all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds except 22s, why is it except 22s?
Well, they know they can't get by with that one, so they're trying everything else. You know, they would be happy to do that, too, by the way.
Right. The 22s will be after they get the other one.
That's right. You know, all this stuff is incremental. And it's detachable magazines and attached magazines. And it would even include some shotguns and that sort of thing. It's a broad reaching ban. It's actually not going to go anywhere. We've defeated the thing. We've never voted on it, but we've got way more votes than they do. But this is the kind of stuff that they come up with here. And it's anything to embarrass the firearm owner, to make it more difficult to own a firearm and more expensive. That's basically what they try to do. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I live in Missouri, or I live in Texas, or I live in Iowa or something. Well, my message to you is that they're coming there. We had a lawsuit against one of the anti-gun organizations, and in the testimony, which I was present for in the courtroom, they said that they have a weekly phone conference to coordinate activities across the United States, and they have people in every state of the union trying to pass these gun laws. And so it might be more difficult in Missouri, but they're still there and they're still working on it.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. These people don't care. They'll wait. It might take another generation, but if you look at what is being taught in the public schools, they're teaching these children, you know, they're not supposed to fight back. If somebody is going to bully them, they're supposed to run. You know, but now in Missouri, we did, but what I'm starting to say is that they will have a generation, and these people don't mind. They'll wait.
Right.
It's part of an overall plan, and we don't care. You know, there'll be another generation come along, and by that time we'll have them trained so that there will be no guns, period. Let's take a break, Richard. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned, as I mentioned earlier, we're visiting with Richard Pearson. He is the Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. Richard, going into the commercial break, I was about to mention, and you mentioned Missouri. We just, in the state of Missouri, passed Castle Doctrine. Right. And in Missouri now, it's perfectly legal to shoot somebody that's breaking into your house. Now, see, I grew up thinking it was always legal to shoot somebody that was breaking into your house. And it's unbelievable to me that that we would even have to pass such law. But we do have it on the books now.
Well, that's true. A lot of terrible things happened in the 50s. A lot of common law was supposed to be put out in the Model Criminal Code. And this Model Criminal Code was adopted nearly by all states in the 50s or 60s sometime. And what happened is you had a bunch of left-wing attorneys that actually got together and wrote this model criminal code. So they took things like common sense stuff, like the Castle Doctrine, you would have thought you always had, out of the law and made it a crime or made it difficult or made you liable or something like that, all along the in the various states of the Union. And so this is what happened to a lot of our common sense law. It was perfectly legal before that time. And without knowing it, many people, many legislators, didn't understand what they were doing when they passed this. And so these model criminal codes became a part of every criminal code in the state of Illinois, or say in the United States, excuse me.
Also in Missouri, we have a pretty common sense. Now, I don't like the idea of concealed carry. I just don't care for that at all, because we should be able to have concealed carry without any kind of legislation. That's my opinion. But in Missouri, you can conceal a gun in your vehicle and it be perfectly legal without any kind of a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving across Interstate 70 from Missouri to Indiana, and I have to cross Illinois, right?
Right.
All right. Now, I can legally drive any place I want to in the state of Missouri with that with a gun in the car.
Right.
What happens if I get stopped in Illinois?
The gun must be in the case and unloaded.
All right. But what if it's not?
Well, then you are subject to what's called unlawful use of weapons, a UUW charge here, which is a felony.
So it would be a felony?
Yes, it would be.
So the thing to do is just stay out of Illinois. Is that right?
Makes perfect sense to me. Don't buy gas here. Don't eat here. Don't do anything here. Yeah, that's what the people of the, you know, we're looking for support from all of our fellow gun owners and citizens in the states surrounding Illinois and everywhere else in the United States. And so, you know, you ought to send that message to Illinois. Hey, we're not coming there because of your goofy gun laws.
Well, that is a goofy gun law.
It is a goofy gun law.
You see, what good does it do to have a gun that's locked in a case and is unloaded?
Well, nothing. You know.
I mean, you may as well not have the thing.
Yeah, it makes a fair club, but not nearly as good as a Louisville Slugger.
No, you'd rather have a tire tool.
That's right. Tire iron's always handy. Around Chicago, you know, they do a lot of work with those tire irons, even today.
I'm looking at, do you know who, let me see his name here. Do you know who Bruce Stewart is?
Bruce Stewart? Yes, I know Bruce.
Okay, then you probably have seen his, the work that he's done on Chicago's crime and homicide rate.
Right. Yeah, I have a copy of the Chicago murder report and the death behind me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have his. Let me very quickly run through. He just picked out the top part, and then you can fill in. But he said the Chicago's crime and homicide rate exploded after the firearm owners' ID card became law in 1968. 1,000 murders in Chicago in 1974, again in 1994, and the number of murders has been consistently 100 to 400 more per year since the FOID card became law. That's a firearm owner's identification. Anyhow, he says the homicide rate in Chicago remained relatively unchanged between 1880 and 1960, with only a small increase in 1930 when they had the beer war there in Chicago.
Our good friend Al Capone and the boys, Bugsy Moran and all those nice guys.
Wonder what they would have thought about gun laws.
I think, they think what every criminal thinks today. They don't matter. In fact, it makes their job easier.
Right, right. Anyhow, Bruce goes on to say, before the passage of the Illinois FOID card and the 1968 Gun Control Act, people could buy guns through the mail without background checks. Firearms were seemingly everywhere, cheap, available, yet low, and we had low crime. When you disarm the individual, you empower the mob.
He's exactly right. There's no question about it. Bruce is right on the money on that one.
Well, what does Bruce Stewart do? Is he?
You know, I actually don't know. I know he does some pretty good writing.
Okay, so he's with a newspaper or something, probably.
Well, I don't know, but I actually don't know what Bruce does. I know he's a member, and I talk to him every once in a while, and he's a great guy. But what he's saying there is fact. You know, some other facts that might be interesting for you. The Chicago murder analysis.
Hey, Richard, some other facts when we come back. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Hey, stick by your guns. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Gold prices inched higher Monday as the dollar fell and oil prices rose above $66 a barrel. Gold closed in New York up $1.20 to $670.80 an ounce. Silver fell a nickel to $13.64 an ounce. Precious metals rebounded after dipping in early Asian trade as investors sold off stocks of precious metals to cover positions in Chinese equities, which slumped 8%. U.S. stocks were down slightly midday. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says a chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Richard, going into the commercial break, you were about to tell us something, and I said, after these messages.
Well, I was talking about the Chicago murder analysis, and by their own figures, that 88% of the people who commit murders in Chicago have a previous criminal record. And so in Chicago, at least, we know that if these people were not out of jail and on the street, it would be a better place. But they keep letting them out up there. You know, they think that they give them an ice cream cone, they'll be good right after that.
It's a revolving door.
It is. It's a revolving door. But of course, we have all kinds of. We had the 1,200 guns stolen from the Chicago police evidence locker, and they were found sold on the street by somebody. And I'm pretty sure I didn't steal them. I'm positive you didn't steal them. So so I don't know where those could have come from. Maybe the Chicago police, some of their own people, stole them. You suppose?
I was going to say, who would be able to steal something that the police had control of?
Boy, it's a hard problem, but we'll figure out the answer, I'm sure. we got all that kind of nonsense going up, but they want to blame the individual gun owner all the time. If you look at some of the statistics out there, 1 in 32 Americans is either in prison, on probation, or on parole. 1 in 32.
That's a... 1 in 32.
Yeah, 1 in 32.
Yeah, that's still a bunch.
That's still a bunch. If you go to the illegal alien side, there's 600,000 illegal aliens in the prisons in the United States, 12 million illegals here. That's 1 in 20 that's simply in prison. What could be the problem?
I don't know. I heard our local broadcaster just today or yesterday, it's in the last day or two, talking about, I'm broadcasting out of Jefferson City, Missouri, which is the state capital.
Yeah.
And we're in Cole County, and the Cole County Sheriff said that they spend $200,000 a year boarding prisoners here in this one county in other counties because they don't have a big enough jail.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know. We kind of have a double-edged problem, though. We keep putting away people for crimes that they probably shouldn't be put away for. We keep making laws more and more draconian so that any little thing that you do wrong can land you in the can, because we got all these social engineers out there. And I sit in committee after committee, and my primary job is to sit in the Illinois Judiciary Committee, and then we have public health, a couple other committees that we watch. They stick gun bills in because they know they'll pass through. Most of them won't make through the Judiciary Committee. The people there are too smart, so they put them in public health or something else. But one year they say, this is wrong, we'll make this a misdemeanor. 2 years later, they need to get reelected, so we'll make this misdemeanor a felony. And then the next year they'll move the felony up there, and what was not a crime 10 years ago is a crime now.
Yeah, you mentioned a while ago, me driving across Illinois carrying a loaded gun in the car, I would be a felon.
That's right.
Yet I do it all the time here in the state of Missouri, and it's perfectly legal.
Right.
Now, you mentioned social engineers,
mm-hmm.
and I just mentioned that the Cole County Jail can't hold all of the Cole County criminals. Yet, you talk about social engineering. Just a two blocks away, we have the Missouri State Penitentiary, which used to have, I don't know how many, but many, many state convicts, right?
Right.
But it wasn't good enough, so they had to build a new penitentiary, and now this thing's sitting there empty. Why can't they run those excess the criminals over there and lock them up in the old pen?
Well, why not? First of all, we got to make sure that they have a soft bed, TV, 3 or 4 or 5 square meals a day, exercise equipment, and counseling, after all.
I think they had all that. I think they had all that to start with.
I know.
I'm talking about in the old penitentiary that wasn't good enough
to
lock up criminals in.
A criminal has a right to more square foot for his living space than a United States military person has. This is nuts.
Are you familiar with Sheriff Joe Arpaio out in
Maricopa County?
You bet.
Yep.
Now, he doesn't pay too much attention to that.
No, I wouldn't pay attention to it either. The ACLU attorneys come by, we ought to throw them in a can for about a month or two and make sure it suits them.
Let's go to the telephones. George in Florida. Hi, George, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm talking about, like, Jesse Jackson, you're bringing up his name. He's calling for gun confiscation, but, in these major cities, and I was bringing up, like, Los Angeles, where the black population, the law-abiding population is disarmed, but yet the Latino gangs go in, sometimes in their homes, and gun them down like dogs. And yet Jesse Jackson is calling for disarmament, you know, and he's and these criminals, they ain't going to go through a three-day background check and all that stuff. They ain't going to go for a concealed carry permit.
Oh,
you
no.
know, it's just hypocrisy.
Well, of course it's hypocrisy, you know, and you take the minority person, the good, decent minority person, okay? Somebody, maybe a Latino, maybe a black person.
That's a white male now, isn't it?
That has a job, goes to work, goes to church, wants to raise his kids, do the right thing. He's a good citizen. But these laws actually, in the city of Chicago, make him a target. You know, him a target. So he is the least able to defend himself, and they put him in the most violent areas and because of these gangs and things like that. So these laws just do a terrible job.
You mentioned the groups that are the minority. I said the white male that speaks English is the minority in the country today, isn't it?
Well, surely. We have to pay all the bills, and it's all our fault anyway.
Let's go to Will in Vermont. Hi, Will. You're up next.
Oh, thank you, Derry. I just wanted to ask a question, gentlemen, and hoping that maybe you could provide some better facts to it. And the question would be, does having a gun matter if you have no ammunition?
Having a gun doesn't matter much if you have no ammunition. That
well,
is
my question being, really, are you aware of any shortages of supply in certain kinds of ammunition in addition to the gun laws that are going into place?
Well, shortage of supply, if you mean just little supplies, the 223 ammunition is very in very short supply because everybody that can make it is sending it to Iraq and to Afghanistan. So good 223 ammunition is in short supply. There's plenty of junk out there that you probably don't want to shoot, but you know that's available. But the good stuff, the Remington, Winchester, so Federal, so forth and so on, it's hard to get. So anybody that has a chance to buy some
caliber.
Huh?
Just in that one caliber?
That's the primary caliber, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know of any other supplies. Things in short supply, like 9mm and 45s and things like that. They're common defensive loads, 38 specials. They seem to be plentiful enough.
You know, I think the point Will's wanting to make here, and if you're not, Will, let me throw it in. But I hear it all of the time. Hey, they're going to let you have guns, but you're not going to be able to buy ammo.
Well, that's what they did in Finland. You're allowed to have 10 rounds. And if you want to get another 10 rounds for your hunting rifle or whatever, you have to turn in the empty cartridge cases.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that you also mentioned good ammo. Now, I didn't realize this, but I don't do much hunting or anything. I still have guns that my grandfather gave me when I was 10 years old. But I had a friend that was hunting, and he's a coon hunter, and he said he bought a box of 22 shells, and he said he could shoot a raccoon, and he said it'd just shake its head. You know, he'd hit it right in the head, and he said it'd just shake its head and just stay there.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
All right. Then sometime later, I went to buy some 22 shells, and the person at the store that sells the shells said, "What are you going to do with them?" It made me about half mad. I said, "What do you mean, what I'm going to do with them?" He said, "Well, are you going to target practice, or are you really going to use them?" Apparently, they make two grades of shells now that one of them is no good.
Well, they make the proper velocity for a target load is 1,050 feet per second. That's the most accurate load. But the higher velocity stuff that you use for hunting is faster. Usually a hollow point load or something like that. So that's basically the difference. Then they have some places that the sound levels are require a slower load. So they have some that's out there about 700 feet per second, 22 shells, that doesn't make much noise.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back, and we can make more noise after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.
how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hey, for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Richard, I'm going back to these state gun laws. How much reciprocity do we have from one state to the other in carrying a loaded gun in a vehicle?
Well, they're working on national reciprocity laws, but if you have a concealed carry permit other than Illinois and Wisconsin, it's pretty good, really, because most of the places aren't as nutty as Illinois is. But you know, if you have a Florida permit or a Pennsylvania permit, they all have certain amounts of states that honor it. But as time goes on, we're getting more and more reciprocity. If we can get a couple of more states, Wisconsin, Illinois, to pass a concealed carry law, then it would be fairly easy to move about the country, I would think.
What you mentioned Illinois and Wisconsin, but let's take Missouri, for example, because I'm a Missouri hillbilly. And in the state of Missouri, as I mentioned earlier, you can carry concealed in a vehicle without any sort of a permit.
Right.
All right. Now, what if we go into a state that does have a permit? Are they going to ask for a permit, or are they going to be smart enough to know that I'd be legal without a permit?
Well, you'd be legal in Missouri, but you may not be legal in the state that you're in. You know, Illinois is not the only state that would prohibit that type of a carry. I'm not sure what the other ones are, but...
See, here's the thing I truly look for, and We don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it's inevitable that sooner or later, it might not be in our lifetime. Hopefully, it will never happen. But I truly look for a police state. And they're going to pick up the guns. And if you have a permit, they're going to go right where to the those will be the first people that they're going to knock on their door.
Well, there's always that danger. And the only way for that danger to be mitigated is for gun owners, particularly, obviously, to stay organized, and that means join organizations and participate in the political process. If you don't participate in the political process, you may not like what's going on, but you're no help in solving it. So you have to participate, and you have to be organized. You know, joining the Illinois State Rifle Association or the Missouri Sports Shooting Association or the NRA or whatever, what that does is that gives you communication, and there's always people in those types of organizations have sort of an inside track on what's going on, and they're more than happy to share that. And so the key for gun owners is the gun owners stay organized. If there's 70 or 80 million of us, if we are all organized, we could make whatever law we wanted, but we refuse to compromise even among ourselves. And if somebody makes a mistake in the gun community, the gun owners tend to circle the wagons and shoot inside. You know, it's crazy. You know, they'll let some guy get away with anything that's not in the gun community, but one of the leaders in the gun community makes any kind of mistake, he is crucified.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman has two special sales coming up soon. Wendell will be holding a special cow, cow-calf, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's June the 9th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Then the following Monday, June the 11th, he'll be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The cow sale will include one complete dispersal. Zelma Dean Callahan will be selling all of her 100 head of Red Angus cows. David Pfeiffer, Edwards & Edwards, John Bayou, and Tim Pennant will also be in with big strings of cows and cow-calf pairs. Then on Monday, June the 11th, Jim Holton will be selling two pot loads of 8-weights, and Crandall Farms will be offering 100 head of black calves. Wendell's expecting over 1,000 head for the calf and yearling sale. The special cow sale this Saturday, June the 9th, and the special feeder sale coming up Monday, June the 11th. All that at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. You just mentioned about circling the wagons and then shooting inside. But, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about the NRA. Now, I guess the Illinois State Rifle Association is affiliated with the National Rifle Association, right?
We are. We're the state affiliate, but we are totally self-supporting, and we all cooperate together. But, you know, the thing is, if we have differences, we settle our differences before we walk out of the room.
Yeah. The thing that concerns me about NRA is a compromise. And
you know what? Sometimes... I understand what you're saying, but sometimes if you don't compromise, you lose more than if you do. And so, and that comes from the fact that I think that every gun owner in the United States ought to belong to the NRA, and they ought to belong to the state affiliate of the NRA. If that happened, the NRA would be so powerful, it would, the other side would be compromising. You know? It's just, you know, if you think about 70 or 80 million gun owners, you know, and they got 3.5 million NRA members, that's ridiculous. You know, it's not enough. And everybody has a stake in it. You know, I've got grandkids. I want to make sure that they are to enjoy as much of the firearms freedom as possible that I grew up with. But the only way I can do that is with joining and being a part of the solution. Otherwise, I'm just part of the problem.
You know, we just got a call from Indiana, and the line was so bad that Jeff said he didn't think we could put him on the air. But he made the comment to Jeff that in Indiana, you're not allowed to carry a loaded rifle on a four-wheeler during deer season. Had you ever heard of that?
Well, yeah, I think that there's, you know, what happened is somebody started running deer down with four-wheelers and shooting them. So they were hunting off a motor vehicle. That's how those kind of laws get put on the books. Is you always have somebody out there trying to abuse the system, and unfortunately somebody reacts to it, and then all the good people are stuck with it.
That circling the wagons and shooting inside, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have friends in Australia. We've been down there on a couple of occasions, and Australia I know the ranchers. I've been in Sydney and a couple of the cities, but most of my time has been spent out in Queensland. And they all carry rifles. But now they've passed some draconian laws in Australia. And the minute they did, the crime rate went up dramatically in Sydney and some of the bigger towns.
Sure. It went up, I think last time I looked, it was 44% or something like that. Almost an overnight increase.
Sure.
But you got to remember that we have a lot of UN-loving folks out there, and I'm not one. I don't know if you are, but I'm not. And they engineer all this kind of stuff. And when they do, the crime rate increases, yet they're not responsible. They disarmed all the people in Rwanda and said, don't worry, we'll take care of you. And they did. They buried them.
And that's not the only country that that happened in.
No, that's not the only country, but that's an easiest example.
Right, right.
You know, so you have what the Turks did and a bunch of, just all kinds of things like that happen. And it happens because the citizenry allows himself to be disarmed. And so we just simply can't allow that. And we have to fight to the very end to keep our freedom and the freedom of our children. And grandchildren.
You know, when we came on the air, we started talking about this reverend, Chicago priest, Michael Flager.
Well, he represents the evil enemies that we're talking about. He is kind of one of the point people. And it shows you to what lengths they'll go. You know, last time I read the Fifth Commandment, it said, thou shalt not murder. But it depends on who. You see, if it's Reverend Flager, he can sort of select who gets qualified and who doesn't.
And if you happen to be in favor of carrying a gun, you're one of his selections. Hey, we're out of time, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails.
A message for all.